and she laid up his garment by her until his lord came home. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, "Bring these men home, and slay, and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon." And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. "Send therefore now, and gather thy cattle, and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field, and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. Then thou shalt bring her home to thine house, and she shall shave her head and pare her nails. When a man hath taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer up his wife which he hath taken. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father, and thy mother, and thy brethren, and all thy father's household home unto thee." And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, "If ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head?" And when the man rose up to depart, he and his concubine and his servant, his father-in-law, the damsel's father, said unto him, "Behold, now the day draweth toward evening, I pray you tarry all night. Behold, the day groweth to an end, lodge here, that thine heart may be merry, and tomorrow get you early on your way, that thou mayest go home. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me?" And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife, and said, "The Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord." And they went unto their own home. "Now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milch kine on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them." And the men did so, and took 2 milch kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. And Saul took him that day, and would let him go no more home to his father's house. And David sware unto Saul. And Saul went home, but David and his men gat them up unto the hold. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Go now to thy brother Amnon's house, and dress him meat." And the woman said, "Wherefore then hast thou thought such a thing against the people of God? For the king doth speak this thing as one which is faulty, in that the king doth not fetch home again his banished." And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose, and gat him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself, and died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. And he sent them to Lebanon 10,000 a month by courses. A month they were in Lebanon, and 2 months at home. And Adoniram was over the levy. And the king said unto the man of God, "Come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward." Then he said unto him, "Come home with me, and eat bread. Thou hast indeed smitten Edom, and thine heart hath lifted thee up. Glory of this, and tarry at home. For why shouldest thou meddle to thy hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even thou and Judah with thee?" And David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How shall I bring the ark of God home to me?" So David brought not the ark home to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. Amaziah separated them, to wit, the army that was come to him out of Ephraim, to go home again. Wherefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. Thou sayest, Lo, thou hast smitten the Edomites, and thine heart lifteth thee up to boast. Abide now at home. Why shouldest thou meddle to thine hurt, that thou shouldest fall, even thou and Judah with thee? Nevertheless Haman refrained himself. And when he came home, he sent and called for his friends, and Zeresh his wife. Wilt thou believe him, that he will bring home thy seed, and gather it into thy barn? Kings of armies did flee apace, and seed that tarried at home divided the spoil. For the good man is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He hath taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the day appointed. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because a man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets, or even they sent and took Jeremiah out of the court of the prison, and committed him unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, that he should carry him home. So he dwelt among the people. Behold, O Lord, for I am in distress. My bowels are troubled, mine heart is turned within me, for I have grievously rebelled. Abroad the sword bereaveth, at home there is as death. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when he brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. I at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. And when we had taken our leave one of another, we took ship, and they returned home again. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. To be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.